So in this video episode, I'm going to do a comment review on the video that Maureen Waititu recently uploaded to her YouTube channel. The video is dubbed enough. So basically the video is all about Maureen Waititu revealing her shocking revelation of how Frankie Just Jimmy has been a terrible baby daddy, a deadbeat one. She claims that he only sends 6,000 shillings a month for upkeep for the boys and her. And she also says that Frankie threw them out of the house that apparently belongs to Frankie and her mother. Quite sad. So if you don't know so much about this story, please do me a favor and please go do some little homework about it, then come back here and let's review the comments. So without so much further ado, let's dive right into the comment review. So for the sake of relevance and time, I'm going to review the comments that span more than one sentence long. So from a screen, the first one is Faith Kiander. She says, "Mo, sweetheart, you gotta be strong. My dad used to be like your baby daddy, and we still strong and surviving. As long as you got shelter with your handsome boys, that's all that matters, boo. Don't let this depression come your way again. You work so hard and God always bless you in all you do." Man, Faith, that's a very sweet message, a long one. And I totally agree with you, especially the part of depression, man. These relationship things can just drive people crazy. I don't have a baby mama, or I'm not a baby daddy, but I know that this thing can be stressful. Imagine having two kids and being thrown out of your house. Whoa, and still getting 6K upkeep from your man. Oh, not your man, your baby daddy. Crazy, man. So Kat Williams says, "This is narcissistic behavior." I totally agree with that. This is exactly why I blocked off my baby daddy from our lives. I partially agree with that, because I might agree with you that you can block someone that doesn't do you good in life, doesn't bring you happiness in life, just brings you sadness. But come on, that is your fight to fight. Keep your babies out of it. Let them be big people and make their own decision to block off their daddy and me. What do you think? She finishes off by saying, "Live your life, you owe nobody an explanation." Totally agree. Caroline Jenga says, "You're such a strong woman." Totally agree. A voice of the future generation. Totally agree. Such narcissistic tendencies should be called out or correct. Parental responsibility should be a vital priority to anyone who wishes to have or has a family. Kudos, Maureen. Chin up. You got this, lady. Man, strong message there, Carly. You should give a lecture or something. So this one is not one sentence long, but I just feel like I need to address it. So Martha Kimani says, "Frankie, shame on you. For what? Huh? You don't even know the whole story. You know, what we see on the social media is just what people choose to show us. How sure are you that that guy is the culprit here?" Anyway, I don't know what you think. So another one is Margaret Watare. So Margaret Watare says, "My dear, keep speaking up. Narcissistic will always try to play victim. Whoever raised these men nowadays, they are all the same." How? Who said men are the same? We are not the same. There are good ones out here. There are bad ones out here too. If you've not found a good one, then you're not a good hunter. You should look for a good man. There are good men out here. I can't say I'm a good man, because someone else can come and state otherwise. but there are always good men out here. The thing that this society has just conditioned us to believe is that men are always, always bad. And people just bring in their emotions and the bitterness that life has just given them to just brainwash other chicks that men are the same. Men are not the same. They're different and they're good people out here. So Margaret, please, look for a good man. So Sweetie Apophia says that the most shocking thing in this comment section is even after she has explained all that is going on, some people have the audacity to ask her some stupid questions such as, why don't you just let him see his kids? Enyewe, akili kufunction sio guaranteed kwa hii dunia. Ni paperweight ya kichwa tu. Huh. Nice joke there, Sweetie. But really? Don't you believe that in this civilized world right now, regardless of the situation, anyone has a right, a legal right, to have access to their children, biological children in fact? Anyway, so Miss Mombi says that, let me tell you, Minor, this man is so immature, a game of egos. I pity those kids. Well, Mombi, you're so mature. Wow. A game of egos. Everyone has their own ego. I pity those kids. I don't. I know those kids are going to have a bright future. But anyway, you're mature, so you said it. So Nelly Cheruiyot says that, why don't you just allow him to see the kids without a court order? Even if he doesn't provide the kids, being boys without an active man in their lives will mess them big time. I agree with that. In the end, the kids can be brainwashed against you, so forgive him and provide on your own. Well, I totally agree with this guy when he says, the kids being boys without an active man in their lives will mess them big time. I think I'm a victim. Anyway, he's so correct, like, according to me. But this last section of his statement is that, in the end, the kids can be brainwashed against you, so forgive him and provide on your own. So, I have a problem, like 40% on this statement. On the forgiving part, I'm a Christian. Please forgive 70 times 7 times. Correct. But the one of provide on your own, I don't agree. That will be too much baggage on one person. This is a baggage that is not a baggage. This is a blessing. A blessing that is supposed to be carried by two people. So I don't encourage Maureen to provide on her own. Instead, I encourage her to seek legal support so that she and Frankie can be able to carry these blessings together. Because financially, I believe raising two children can be hectic. And I believe that Maureen is a strong woman and she can just seek legal help so that this man gets responsible and send her upkeep for the kids. I think that's the best way. Yeah. So another one here named Stone Mwenyewe says, wow, just wow. There I was thinking you're a baby mama from hell. I'm sorry. Sending you love and light. Enough. Wow, Stone. Maureen is from heaven. I am crushing on her. You didn't know? I'm sorry, man. I don't know if you're a man or a woman, but I'm sorry, man.